Here I go, here I go, here I go again, girls. What's my weakness?
Men.
Okay, then, chillin', chillin', mindin' my business. You saw that I looked around, I couldn't believe this, I swear. I stared, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kind of, wicked, wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits, a ho no, that don't make me see what I want, slip slide to it swiftly.
Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody.
I was going to ask Peter, is that inspired by Deadpool?
Yeah.
Nice.
I went with my friends Mark and Tyree, and she was laughing at during the credits because Mark and I are like two grown men in our 30s sitting there like rapping along to Shoop during the end credits.
That movie was fucking fantastic.
It was great. I loved it.
It was exactly what a Deadpool movie needed to be.
See, I kind of went in without any expectations because I don't know much about Deadpool other than he's a smartass, and that instantly made him like one of my favorite superhero characters. But it was, to me, it was perfect.
Did you ever see X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No, I heard that pretty much all the X-Men movies were kind of shit after the first like three.
Not
like the
first, I didn't
maybe
see
X-Men
Wolverine,
okay.
But I liked First Class.
First Class is awesome.
Yeah.
That's baby X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
And then what's the one after First Class with the time-traveling?
Days of Future Past.
Yeah, Days of Future Past I liked, too.
Okay.
I didn't like that because I'm so tired of Wolverine.
Yeah, it was a Wolverine movie, but I liked it, though. I enjoyed it.
So I heard that Deadpool was in the Wolverine movie, and it was a piece of garbage.
Oh. Yeah, it was like... They had Wade Wilson as part of Wolverine's Special Forces team. And then he goes through the Weapon X project, and he comes out looking all fucked up, and he has his mouth sewn shut, and he's got, like, swords for hands, and we're all like, that's not Deadpool, what the fuck? And, like, Ryan Reynolds has said, like, since then, he was telling the studios, like, guys, the fans aren't gonna like this, they're gonna be pissed. They're like, no, mm-hmm. You know, this is what we're doing. He's like, I'm just saying, like, and, yeah, we're all like, that's not fucking Deadpool, that's... What, I don't know what the fuck that was.
An atrocity. Now, like, supposedly a couple years ago, they released, or, you know, accidentally leaked some test footage.
He accidentally leaked it because he's been spending, like, the past 10 years trying to get a real Deadpool movie made.
Right. So, I don't know if the audience could see our air quotes that we were doing around accidentally.
It was basically like, okay, like... They did some test footage, and it was like, okay, if we're going to do a Deadpool movie, it would look like this. And the studios were still like, eh, whatever now. So Ryan Reynolds was like, oops, how did that get on the internet? I don't know what happened.
Right. And use the power of the social medias to drum up some interest in this, I guess.
Yeah, and everybody went nuts, and everybody was like, yes, that is what we fucking want.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, so that movie was fucking awesome. And you've seen it too, right, Lauren?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and saw
it.
Last
weekend. You go with Not Gay DJ?
I did.
And did you get a popcorn surprise during the movie?
I got a double popcorn surprise. Ooh. Because he listened to our show and decided to stretch out his dick hole a little bit.
Ah.
So when I reached into the
popcorn
reached into the bucket and went for the popcorn, there was actually popcorn in his urethra.
Nice, nice.
God, you just damn it.
Jerked it out into your mouth.
It would be like salty. That would hurt. Like
and buttery.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right, Peter. I'm just kidding. It didn't really happen.
It happened in my mind now.
What if it did? What would you do, Jenny, if you got a popcorn surprise? What would you do?
I'd be like, what the fuck is this in my popcorn? And just brush it out of the way and keep eating. I don't want that shit. I want to eat. Come on now. I'm fat.
I don't know if it's worth the risk because I wouldn't want like butter and shit all over my dick. Like
and salt.
Yeah.
I imagine like you'd have to have like a really long dick to be able to reach through the popcorn bucket. And it's gonna be really awkward. It's gonna be like the most awkward hand job ever. Like you reach in there and then just try to like do this. You know, you're
there's still some popcorn in here.
Well, yeah.
And think about how uncomfortable it is when you get a popcorn kernel stuck in between your teeth.
Yes.
Or like in the roof of your mouth. Like
it's going to be stuck in the pubes for like forever.
Like imagine how that would, what if you got like, what if you're uncircumcised and you got a kernel stuck in your foreskin?
Oh, popcorn smegma.
That's the title of the show. Popcorn Schmegma. Market.
Did Deadpool inspire not gay DJ to let you fuck him in the ass with a dildo?
God, I hope.
Is that what it's going to be every time I record with you guys now? Like, hey, here's yes. This thing sounding. Are you doing that with your new guy? Hey. We saw some pegging happen in Deadpool. Are you going to do that?
I'm not dating anyone, exactly. So these jokes have to go to someone.
I can neither confirm nor deny these questions in which you have asked.
No, just do it like in the movie and have like a different thing for every holiday, just like they did.
So like Happy Deadpool Day would be all of it.
Exactly. Around the world.
So my son is extremely disappointed because I told him I was going to see the movie first. Mm-hmm. To tell him whether or not I would take him to see it. And after I saw it, I told him I'm not taking him to see it.
Yeah.
So you told me, like, I've killed his dreams. I'm the worst mother in the world.
He's 12?
Oh, come on.
He's 13.
Yeah, that's too young for that.
Well, I would let him watch it at home. Come on, we talked about it on the show. He's seen much worse.
Yeah.
But I would let him watch it at home. Like, and I would either fast forward through the one scene or I would just walk out of the room and let him watch it on his own.
So what scene? Like the sex
scene. Yeah.
Sex montage.
Yeah. That was
the
it.
Strip club was a little iffy.
The strip club was iffy, but it's all just boobs. I mean, he's seen boobs before. I don't want to sit there with him while he's looking at them or anything.
Right.
But
right.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And, you know, he's seen violent movies before. That was there. Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like cartoon violence in this movie.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's not really a whole lot worse than most video games, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was very cartoonish in the violence. I think that's one of the things I really liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did see somebody who brought like an 8-year-old kid into the movie.
Oh, they're an idiot.
What the fuck are you thinking? Come on now.
Well, they think, oh, Marvel superhero. Oh, I can bring my kid. It's like, yeah, but look what it's rated. It's rated R.
And some people knew and just didn't care.
Yeah.
They were just like, fine, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, look up something about the character and realize that, yeah, that's might not be so kid-friendly.
Right. I actually did have one friend who went on Facebook and was, like, kind of scolding other parents for bringing their kids to the movies. You know, she was talking about, like, 10-year-olds, you know, or 5 to 10 or something like that. But she took her 13-year-old son to the movie.
Hmm.
Like, I was like, well, that's
then don't
really
scold other parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I personally think that 13 is like way too young to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there were kids in the theater when I was there. I saw it on a Sunday afternoon. And they were like young teenagers with their parents. Actually, it was like a group of, you know, like it looked like maybe the kid was with his dad and older brother
teenagers,
and,
yeah,
and like
because
an uncle or something. And the kid was, I mean, he could have been 13, but he also could have been 15, kind of.
Teenagers, it's okay, because I think a lot of that humor is pretty much teenage level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of dick jokes, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, once you're 15, 16, I was saying and probably doing much worse than half of the stuff in that movie.
You started
so.
Pegging when you were 14.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting pegged when I was 14. No, I was 16.
Yeah, you already told that story.
Actually, I don't think we've heard that story. We've heard lots of other stories.
Well, he talked about losing his virginity, but what he didn't tell us was that it was his ass that was bleeding.
It was his anal virginity.
I think, is every episode going to have a segment about my teenage penis at some point?
You know, since you put it that way, I think we need to stop. Like, the time police are going to come get me and lock me up for being a
the time poli-
retroactive pedophile.
The time police.
Is that what Jean-Claude Van Damme is
doing
now?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
He's in the Lexus commercials.
Or fucking Tom Cruise in Minority Report or something.
Yeah. going to create a wormhole and be like, I heard you were talking about teenage penises from 25 years ago. Fucking dirty bitch.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's going to show up, do a split, and then take you back in time. That's what that movie was about, right?
I don't know.
That's how I remember it.
There were splits, and Ferris Bueller's girlfriend got killed or something.
Okay,
and
that's
then
one
saved.
Of those movies that I heard like so many references to it, and I picked up enough of the story that I was just like, I don't care. I don't need to see this ever.
Time Cop was one of those movies where science completely went out the window. They kept using the, you know, the law that the same matter cannot occupy the same space. Uh-huh. And then people would see different versions of themselves and they just had to push them into each other. And like, they would go like, and die.
Well, I don't go into a Van Damme movie expecting scientific facts.
That's a good point.
But still, like...
or any time travel story, really, because...
But I think I saw the movie when I was, like, 8 or 9, and even I knew. I was like, they're not occupying the same space. Touching is not the same space. Like, even I understood that. And I'm probably getting the scientific law wrong, whatever law of physics it is. Do you guys know physics?
I can't remember.
Can you guys do the physics? Because I'm not that good at it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you can call into the show.
Right.
And
please, Neil.
That would be great.
Let us know. Please, Dr. Tyson, let us know what the...
And much like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, this is not the show where you want to get your science information.
But there is a law of physics that states that the same matter will not occupy the same space.
Yeah.
But basically, it was people touched, and then they were like,
that sounds sexy.
It went crazy. Like they like morphed into each other and then like imploded because they weren't allowed to touch the same space.
I might need to go watch this, like take some sort of mind altering substance and go watch this movie right after the show.
The science in that reminds me of a discussion Peter and I were just having the other day about science.
Oh.
Science.
Because science.
What was it about?
Well, have you guys noticed the trend? I know Peter has, obviously. I just said he and I talked about it. But maybe our listeners, too. There's a trend where people will share articles and it'll say, science tells us that big dicks are just a myth. Or science tells us that... What was the one that we were looking at, Peter?
Coffee creates smaller
boobs.
That's
what it was. Yes. Science tells us coffee makes your boobs little.
And they never cite like a specific scientist or university or anything. It's just like researchers in Sweden and like something really general.
It's always researchers in Sweden. There's occasionally it'll even be...
Or fucking Japan or something.
North America... A European study recently released, like it won't even give a country. It just tells you
a country of Europe.
Right.
Exactly. It's always something like where it feels like there's like an agenda behind it. It's like science says that getting more blowjobs makes you a smarter person. It's like.
And see, I heard blowjobs cures depression. So
I'm
I will be like.
Pretty sure
a blowjobs happy
genius. Do cure depression.
And you can
unless
just see, like,
you're the one giving them.
I can just see like some bro dude like forwarding that to his girlfriend and be like, huh? Come on. Like, huh?
Because science says.
Yeah.
Like when the coffee one came out, I think you posted it. I saw another friend post it and everybody's like, no, look at my boobs. I got giant boobs. And I drink lots of coffee. And I'm like, this is just, it's fluff. It's just bullshit that, you know, is basically written for people to spread it around the internet.
It's some online journalist trying to meet his quota for the week. Like,
can we just start writing those for our page and we'll just start totally making shit up? Let's do this.
Do we have to put like a tag on it? Like, we're kind of being like the Onion here.
No,
we
well,
have
that's...
to
no,
explain
they can't
it.
Out they're fucking stupid.
Or do we just not cite anything and see what happens?
We'll find out who actually listens to the show because they'll know by listening to this part that we're faking it. But if they just read it without listening to the show, they'll be like, what? Is this real or what?
Yes. We should like create some sort of like imaginary.
I just
saw
something and I didn't even click on it because I knew it was bullshit. But it was, be careful when you eat Parmesan cheese. It might be sawdust.
What?
Yeah. I didn't bother clicking on it. I knew it was bullshit. But
I mean, it's not like we're talking about Taco Bell hamburger meat or something.
Yeah, it's what they use in dog
sawdust
food.
That's just good. I don't care. Some good ass dog food. Oh, so are you guys watching X-Files?
Well,
I guess
yeah.
By the time this show comes out, it's going to be over, I guess.
I'm really far behind on it. Should I walk away while you two talk about it?
No, we don't need to talk about it. Like, what are we going to say? It's fucking great.
I can discuss things that I liked about it without spoiling it.
I've seen up through the werewolf episode.
Okay.
That was a great one. And you know, the funny thing about that, I had people telling me, like, that episode was garbage, and then I go and watch
They're
it.
They're stupid.
I was like, no, that was... It's one of the greatest
episodes.
If you
didn't watch that episode, you're dumb.
Not only was it the best episode of the revival, but it's one of the best episodes they've done ever.
Yeah.
And I saw people complaining like, oh, it was too cheesy, it was too corny. I was like, do you guys realize that they always did like a funny episode in each season? Like,
yeah.
Do you remember the show?
This whole like reboot miniseries thing, they're kind of doing like one episode of everything that everybody liked about the original show. Like they had a serious one, they had this, you know, the timeline, the storyline type of thing. They had Monster of the Week, they had gore. It's just a little bit of everything.
It's like a greatest hit season, kind of.
Exactly. And I have no problem with it because it's all new stuff. It's not like they're doing clip shows or something like that, you know?
There is an article, it was from like Huffington Post or something, but it was the person who was saying like for you guys complaining about the cheesiness of the X-Files, like shut the fuck up and just be glad that we have any X-Files at all right now. Like,
yeah, and I think it's been great. It's not like some of these shows that like fucking Full House is coming back this year. Who needs that shit? Everybody wants X-Files back.
I watched the trailer and I really can't wait to see it though.
The Olsen twins aren't involved, so I don't give a fuck.
But. Wait a second.
You
would watch it if the Olsen twins were involved?
No, I'll watch the first episode out of morbid curiosity, but it has nothing to do with the Olsen twins.
Okay.
No, I've moved on. That's that part of my life that used to watch Full House is behind me.
They don't do that kind of sitcom anymore, like the kind of like warm thing where everybody learns a lesson at the end. Like I want to see if like they can still pull that off in 2016. And
there are a couple of sitcoms that are still a little bit like that.
They don't really do the whole like live studio audience laugh track sort of thing.
That doesn't really happen.
And everybody
anymore.
Hugs at the end, and like there's some lesson that they all learned or some shit.
Yeah, that's actually like my least favorite type of show.
Well, Modern
I love
Modern Family does that.
Yeah, but it's a different format though. There's
it is a different format, but.
I mean, they're not taped in a live studio audience. They're
right.
It's.
But there's definitely a lesson at the end of every show. Like, Modern Family is very much a modern Full House.
I always thought it was like Diet Arrested Development.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it.
Everybody's like, "Oh, you gotta watch Modern Family. You'll love it." Blah blah blah. And I watched it, and I was like, "But this is just watered down Arrested Development." Like,
yeah, you're not selling me.
I mean, it's not. I wouldn't call it watered down. I mean, it is somewhat a watered down Arrested Development, but I think it's different enough.
It's not as sharp and witty as Arrested Development was.
Yeah, no, it's not. Nothing is.
Well, I don't even watch the whole reboot of Arrested Development whenever they came out with that on Netflix.
That wasn't as good.
You can skip that.
Yeah.
I watched like 3 episodes and it just wasn't grabbing me. I was just like, this is kind of bullshit.
Like you could tell that they could not get everybody back together for like more than like a day or so because there's only like 2 scenes where they're all in the same room together.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I like Tobias, but I don't want to watch a whole half hour episode just following him.
Yeah. Anyway, we need to take a quick break. I think Lauren needs to go take care of some chicken wing business.
Chicken wings in her vagina.
Spicy.
Hot and spicy. Chipotle.
With blue cheese.
Oh, gross.
Just being real.
Forrest, I have AIDS. Great going, bitch.
No, I got AIDS too.
Damn, son.
Maybe we should do our voicemails. We got a couple of really great voicemails. Oh my God, where did I even save them?
In your butt?
Yeah, I probably put them in my butt. Probably stuck them in my urethra.
Man, your computer is a huge dickhole, man.
Uh-oh, retard alert!
Somebody must have sounded the shit out of your computer.
It needs to be sounded. I'm gonna fucking...
No, it's already a huge enough dickhole.
I thought maybe it was like having issues because it had like a narrow urethra.
Well, that apparently that could happen.
That is a thing. It's speaking of sounding.
Science!
Science the shit out of that.
So we got a call from our friend TV's Jeff a couple weeks ago. And he had a story to share about something that we discussed.
Oh no.
And I'm just going to let him say it for himself.
Hi, Matthew Broads. This is TV's Jeff. Congratulating you on another stellar episode. You had talked about the subject of sounding, and it reminded me of a story from my own life.
Good old sounding.
This is a very personal and embarrassing story, and I have not told any of my friends about it.
Until now.
It's just that personal. But somehow, it feels right.
So let's tell it on the internet.
A story.
Tell
for,
everyone.
For you guys. For
tell
podcast.
All five of our listeners.
So, years ago, I was having some penis issues. I was having some discomfort during sex, and when
so
I tried peeing at a urinal, the urine would come out in kind of a spray instead of a stream. I basically had to pee sitting down at a stall because I couldn't trust going to a urinal. Somebody was next to me, I'd be afraid it would just shoot out to the side and drench them. I wasn't prepared.
Shoot out to the side.
I had this problem. It was kind of a slow developing problem, and at some point it just got so bad that I was like, I need to get some medical help. First thing I did was search WebMD for symptoms, and I kind of thought that I might have like prostate cancer or something. So in my mind's eye, I'm imagining like huge ass prostate bumping up against my P tubes and making things spray. And
is that the scientific
term? That's what I imagined.
P-tubes.
So I made an appointment with the urologist. I don't know if you guys knew this, but urologists are extremely funny. Like, if you're a guy and you have a urology appointment, the doctor's going to make nonstop jokes. It's really fun, really funny experience. But it makes sense, because if you like telling dick jokes and you're studying to become a doctor, well, you know you got to have to study urology.
It's true.
So anyway, I'm at the urologist's office, and you know, the doctor's asking me what the problem is, and he's like, all right, well, let me take a look at your stuff. So I drop my pants, and he's looking at me for 20 seconds, and then he just kind of goes, that is really narrow. And I'm like, what? I have a narrow urethra? I'm like, can't kill? And he's like, well, I don't know how it happened, but it kind of looks like your pee hole is kind of healed over itself. That opening is extremely narrow.
What?
And that's probably what's causing your discomfort.
Okay.
Like it's puckered
what
up.
What do we do
something.
About this? And he looks at me very seriously and he says, we're going to have to stretch it out.
No! Oh, yeah, stretch that
shit. That was a little
shit.
Terrifying. But we scheduled another appointment and I showed up, and that's exactly what he did. He had a series of metal rods increasing in girth, and he started with this the most narrow, jammed it in there, pulled it out, jammed the next smallest one in there, kept going, kept getting bigger and bigger. When he got to the last rod, he said, don't look at this one.
Oh.
So I looked up into the air and tried to ignore
it. Because it was his fist.
It was
his dick.
Violating, and I can't imagine
the ultimate
that would
docking.
Be anybody's fetish. It was one of the worst things I've gone through in my life. He also sent a camera up in there.
Oh,
shot in
sexy.
Some kind of liquid, like a urethral enema. Liquid into my bladder, and then he sent a camera up there to look at what's going on. But then when he said it looked okay, took his stuff out of my stuff.
Oh, it's still in
there? Left, and
just send the camera
he gave me a bucket
there.
To pee in. Like, yeah, that water we shot up, you're probably going to want to pee that out. So we're going to, we'll leave you alone, take as much time as you need. And so I'm looking at myself, and it's very raw and bloody.
Oh,
and it was definitely opened up, though. It looked like, you know, the opening to a latex balloon that had been chewed on for a while. I sat there, painfully peeing out this water he shot up in me into a bucket, trying to get dressed
It's like a
except
fire hose.
Except then I would need to pee again. Just happened over and over. Just, I was in there for like half an hour.
Oh my god.
But the happy ending here is that I can now pee at a urinal. Good story, huh? All right, thanks.
Oh my god.
That's our that is TV's Jeff, everyone.
I'm sorry, Peter, but I really enjoyed your reactions to this to the story. And yeah, when you hear him talk about it, it's like, how is this a fetish for somebody? That sounds painful as shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, especially like he's at the end of it, he's like, I'm raw, I'm bloody. My urethra looks like a chewed up, deflated latex balloon. Like, how could that ever be enjoyable for anybody? How?
I mean, I know people are into like all kinds of stuff. Like, I don't want to judge fetishes. Like, people are into S&M and shit, and I can't wrap my brain around that.
I understand being into pain, like, you know,
but not that kind of pain.
Exactly. Like, I can accept that there are people who are into pain. I can't accept that there are people who want to mutilate their genitals for sexual pleasure.
Right. Like, even getting a piercing is kind of borderline for me. Like, it
down there, yeah.
It might hit a nerve ending and, you know, paralyze your pussy or something.
It's a good name for a band.
Paralyzed pussy.
Yeah, I can't see getting like a piercing just to like, I don't need to vajazzle.
No judgment, though.
No, yeah.
I mean, go ahead and do it, but I wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah, I've known people that did it, and I'm just like, okay, good luck with that. Have fun.
I don't know any, I'm trying to think if I know any girl, and I don't know any girls who told me that they were pierced down there.
I know a few.
Did it make it enhanced for them? Is that what the point of that
from
is?
From what I've been told, yeah.
I just don't want to risk it. Like, I just feel like it might be, you know, trying to kill the goose that laid the golden eggs.
And it's the same for guys. I've heard that a Prince Albert can enhance sexual pleasure for both the man and woman.
But what about a scrot piercing? I've always wondered about that. Like,
oh,
why even bother? Like,
I knew a guy in high school who pierced his own. At least that was the rumor. I didn't see it. And obviously it got infected. But but people pierce their scrotums. Like, what's the purpose? What's the function of that?
I mean, I guess it looks nice. I mean, people ask me why the hell I pierced my eyebrow. Like, I don't know. I like it.
But, I don't think, you know, I don't think vejazzling your scrotum could make it look any better. Have you ever seen an attractive scrotum?
No.
Peter, how about you?
No, I can't say
you've
that
seen
I
more than the two of us combined. So. From your field research.
I don't think scrotums can be attractive.
Exactly. Scrotums could not be attractive. You can't make it more or less attractive by putting a, you know, piece of jewelry in it.
It's like putting lipstick on a pig. Like, why?
I don't know why that was funnier to me than putting lipstick on a scrotum.
And speaking of Peter looking at penises, we have another voicemail.
The fuck?
Was Peter looking at somebody's penis what? In the voicemail?
Yeah, somebody voicemailed a dick to us. No, you have to hear
open
this
open up
one.
Your ear holes for that dick.
Somebody leave a voicemail about my dick? Like,
Just wait and see.
Hey, everyone on the Mouthy Broadcast program. This is Ben from the network.
The boss called
I've
in.
Been hearing my name on a lot of the shows lately, and I wanted to give a call and try to figure out a few things with you guys. Let's just go ahead and knock out a couple of things. First,
he sounds like the boss from Office.
Been listening to a lot of episodes, so some of this information may be from way back.
Great.
The recording schedule, whatever, but I've been playing catch up. Lauren, if you could just not eat on the fucking microphone, that would be fucking
it's like once,
okay,
right?
Guys? Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Almost wrecked the car that day. That's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes back. But it's over now. You haven't done it since, so I think you took the hint. Secondly, the whole gay thing. Let's go ahead and straighten that up. That
straighten up the gay thing.
Anybody, because you know the old middle school thing. Oh, Peter's a fag. That's not it at
Nobody
all.
Nobody said
what
that.
What happened was Jenny has lots of gay friends on the internet. So I'm assuming. I don't know which ones are which. Okay. So all this time I just conflated Peter and this other guy. Whatever. So I didn't know when he started, when you started doing
Jenny
the
has
show,
like 3 friends on the internet
guy?
And can't
I don't
keep
know.
Them
he's
straight.
One of the internet guys.
Yeah, I just have 3 friends,
fine.
Period.
But he's obviously not.
And they're all
so
gay.
I don't want to think he's the gay guy on the show. All right, he's not the gay internet boyfriend. But, you keep saying stuff. And so every week that you go to prove that you're not gay, you've got the guys that you'll bang list. You've got ready answers for cock stories.
Yes, that's true.
Lay off the cock. That's all I'm going to say. And then
Peter, lay off the cock.
I don't know. But other than that, keep up the good work.
He sounds sleepy.
Trying to kill any more celebrities, and I think we're all good. Oh, talk to you later. Bye.
He didn't have any tips for Jenny. I guess she gets those at home.
Yeah.
She gets those off the air. The boss
in my
has
defense,
to...
the gay list was something that you guys made me do.
We
That is
yeah.
true. But we didn't make you, like, have a circle jerk with your friends.
It's not like we still do that. Like, and it wasn't a circle jerk. Like,
it was
the lights
a butt
were
race.
Out. It was a race. It was, the lights were out. We were all in different areas of the room.
You need to get the bi-curious terminology correct. It was not a circle jerk. It was a boat race. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. It was a boat race.
It was just a bunch of bored guys seeing who could come the quickest.
Like... There's nothing gay about that.
No.
But, I mean, to be fair, though, you have mentioned seeing your friend's dicks, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I really liked the field research discussion.
But, I mean, you guys have
I really
seen
enjoyed
other
that.
Vaginas, haven't you? Like,
actually, no, I have not.
Don't, like, girls get changed in front of each other and shit?
Yeah, but you really
yeah,
gotta stare at somebody's
Red
badge.
Eagle. Yeah.
I've seen some, but not in a locker room situation.
I mean, I was gonna say, unless you count, like, porn or something, but that's totally different. Because, I mean, you know, then everybody's seen a dick. Can't be, unless you're, like, looking at the dick and jerking off to it while you're watching porn, right?
I've said it before and I'll say it again, and this is my last defense. We lived in a small town. There was not a lot to do, so we made our own fun, okay?
That probably didn't really help your case a whole lot.
Maybe not, but that's the best I can do.
That's fine. Yeah.
Other than just a general no homo.
The blanket no homo.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
I mean, I could have ex-girlfriends call into the podcast maybe and leave some voicemails.
I was going to say, like, it's not like you need to prove you're straight. You know, you're
then again, that
you're
might sound
your,
worse.
Yeah, like you're protesting too much. Like, no, I swear to God, I'm straight.
Or it could backfire. They're like, yeah, like, you know, I've had sex with him, but I've had a lot better. there's like, a reason why we're not still together.
I've had sex with him, but the whole time I thought he was thinking about dick. Like, do you think that anybody would say that?
He kept saying, oh, God, and I figured, you know, he was just thinking of a male, you know, deity.
And for some reason, he had a poster of Mark Wahlberg over the bed. He's, like, in the Calvin Klein ad. I don't understand that.
In my teenage years, I had a poster of Gillian Anderson in her underwear on my door.
That's hot.
It's very not
yeah.
gay.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
But you would bang Fox Mulder if you could.
No, Hank. It was Hank Moody.
Okay, all right. But you would.
after that line dance, yeah. That honky tonk, badonkadonk.
That was hot as shit.
Did all we right. have any well, other voicemails?
No, that was it. That was all we had this time. I wish we had some
thanks
more.
Thanks for calling, listeners.
Yes, and if you want to call in and let us berate you on the air.
If you want to call in and prove that I'm not gay, and vouch for me, then by all means.
So you can give us a call anytime and leave a voicemail at 757-541-CUNT. So, oh God, do we even have anything else to talk about?
I tried to, do you know that I totally blanked and couldn't remember the number in person last weekend?
Really?
Well, I was drunk.
You're just like,
I was drunk and I was buying popcorn at a movie theater.
Popcorn surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you want me to tell the story of how because we did get an email from a new listener.
We did get an email. Yeah. I guess that's kind of like a voicemail.
Sort of like a voicemail.
We have to read it.
Here's what happened. I was out, had a girls' night last weekend.
Sexy.
It was. I didn't see any vag that night. Didn't happen. but I'm in line and I'm already drunk because we got drunk before going to see the movie. And the concession guy was Asian. And I don't know, I made some kind of joke and he didn't laugh at it. And I said, you're totally sick of white people tonight, aren't you? You're just over the whole white race. So he bursts out laughing at that. And He said something else. He said something else racist back at me, and I was like laughing harder. I was like, "Oh, I was like, you need to listen to my podcast." And he actually handed me his phone, had me search for it in iTunes, and had him subscribe right there. Yeah, and I was like, "You should call and leave us a voicemail." And then I was like, "Oh, I don't remember." I was like, "I don't remember our number. It ends in cunt, but I don't remember."
Well, it's on the website, too, if anybody...
You know, yeah, but I gave him the email address, and I was like, if you can't find something, if you need any help, email us at this, and we'll get back to you. So,
gotcha. Now, why was this weekend in particular, like, making him hate the whole white race more than off? Like, what movie was
I'm not sure.
Out?
It was Valentine's Day weekend. Deadpool was out. There were crazy lines. I was there with girls to go see How to Be Single. I was expecting
you guys were white.
I was expecting it to be like Trainwreck, mm-hmm. or at least to be, you know, an hour and a half of Rebel Wilson getting drunk and fucking people. Mm-hmm. And it was neither of those things. None of those things. It
just garbage.
It was just garbage. It was a rom-com disguised as a fun girl time movie. You know.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. It was really bad. But luckily I was drunk.
Making me want to hate people.
And I think the line, I live in a predominantly white town, so, you know,
I mean, we're in Virginia.
Asian concession stand guy was, you know, he was over it.
Definitely outnumbered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I actually hated the whole white race basically was last time I went to the movies time before last and Magic Mike was coming out.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what we were going to go see, but there were so many old white women going to like, oh my God, we're going to have a crazy girls day out. We're going to watch male strippers. So crazy. I was just want to kill you all. Allegedly. Like, you need to say that so people don't think I'm actually.
You want to allegedly kill them all.
Genocide.
You want to Robert Durst them is what you want to. You want to kill them in self-defense, but then hack up their body into small pieces and dump them in the
But you don't want to ape the goat of them.
No. No, if I'm going to kill somebody, allegedly, I want to do it with my own bare hands.
Yeah.
And then allegedly toss them into a swamp.
I think that's probably a good stopping point.
Before, I think so too.
Before the Jean-Claude Van Damme time police show up and do a split and touch us and implode the show.
That's my fetish.
All comes back.
All right, so follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Leave us a rating and review on iTunes and Stitcher, and our phone number is 757-541-HUNT. So, we will see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Bye, everybody.
No homo.
That should probably be Peter's sounding off every time. Oh, I said sounding again.
Sounding.
Oh, damn it.
Triggered.